I come from, it's never a fat lady's gone. Well, there's no sign the bird has flown, so join me down by the waterside. Join me down by the waterside. We've got a perfect moon in a velvet sky. Got countless stars we can navigate by. With a magic team, if you're prepared to fly, and join me down by the waterside. And join me down by the waterside.
Good morning. This is Songs with Words, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Guys, I have tears in my eyes. This is the last Songs with Words show of the 2022-2023 school year. And there's a lot of lasts going on, and it's just really making me reminisce and just, I was just saying right before I got mic'd up that I just hate change, but I don't think I hate it, really. I just like grieve the experiences that I didn't have when I could have had them.
You know, and I think of it as like you're trying to fall asleep and you're really, really comfortable and you're really falling asleep, and then you have to go pee, and then you get up and go pee, and you like grieve the comfort that you were in, but then, and the sleep that you could have had in that like comfortable position, but then you get back to bed and ultimately you find a new comfortable position and you have another unique blissful sleep, and it's arguably better than if you didn't go pee.
Wow. That was a great metaphor. Did you just come up with that on the spot?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Oh my gosh, that was great. Anyways.
All for this special event.
Okay, so we really hyped this show up, and my dad was like, oh, what's going on? Like, it's not that special, guys. It is to us, and that's all that matters, which is that we're going to play a song from every single one of our... This is the show of reminiscing.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play a song from all of our playlists from the last year.
Mm-hmm.
One song that we will agree upon and then tell you why we chose that one song from our playlist.
Yeah.
So, and in terms of words, well, we were thinking we were going to do Words on the Walls, but I don't know if that goes with our reminiscing theme. Maybe we should do...
Should we read our first? No, I think it's too soon to reminisce that hard. I was going to say we should read our first, the first poems that we read. But I'm thinking, like, it's not like this is over.
It's not, yeah.
It's not. Maybe we should read. You know, we'll get back to you, everyone.
Wait on what the words are going to be.
All of you.
We need to argue about this off camera.
But you just heard Australia by The Shins, which I don't think I played on a show, but I was singing that in my head on the way over. And I just needed to hear it. So that's really all. And what are we going to hear next?
Next, we're going to hear a song from our very first Songs with Words back on October 22nd.
Parents' Weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
With all our special guests here.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Okay. And this is First Love, Late Spring by Mitski. We love this song. We love Mitski. It's a very iconic Songs with Words artist. And also... First Love, Late Spring, and it's, I love Veronica, and it's late spring, so I think that it works perfect for today.
Lately I
that was a joke.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Anyways, you just heard First Love Late Spring, as we already went over, and now we're going to do a song from
our second episode,
or collegiate episode is what we called it, which is where we had my dear friend Josie and Veronica's friend also here.
Adrienne.
And we did songs that we listened to when we were going to college, and we talked about our college experiences, and we're going to do Rivers and Roads by The Head and the Heart.
Which is so fitting, because it's such a going back home song.
Yeah. Ugh. I'm going to cry. Okay.
No crying. There's no crying in freeform radio. Let's hear it.
From now, we'll all be gone. All our friends will move away, and they're going to better places, but our friends will be gone away. Nothing is as it has been, and I miss your face like hell. And I guess it's just as well, but I miss your face like hell.
Bye.
till I reach you. Rivers and roads, rivers till I reach you. Rivers and roads, rivers till I reach you.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Walk with me, Susie Lee, through the park and by the tree. We will rest upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. We don't notice any time pass. We don't notice anything. Sit side by side in every class. Teacher thinks that I sound funny, but she likes the way you sing. Tonight I'll dream while I'm in bed, when silly thoughts go through my head about the bugs and alphabet. When I wake tomorrow, I'll bet that you and I will walk together again. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Tell that we are gonna be friends.
That was We're Going to Be Friends by the White Stripes, from an episode where Veronica left early for
Thanksgiving,
and I really missed her, so it was all about Veronica. It was all about me loving Veronica, me missing Veronica, me wallowing in my loneliness. We decided on words, which is that we were going to do this special episode that we thought we were going to do is a completely different episode, but
I think it's still just as special.
It's
to
just
me.
As special. If anything, it's more special because this is what feels more right.
Yeah.
We're actually going to do just our favorite poem that we've read all year. So maybe I'll do mine right now.
You do yours right now.
Okay. So oh my God, what's going on? My favorite poem that I read all semester was this poem called Having a Coke with You by Frank O'Hara. And I think it is my favorite poem ever, actually. I know that's a big title to place onto a poem, but I think that this is, if I had to. All right. Having a Coke with You is even more fun than going to San Sebastian, Irun, Hendaya, Baritza, Bayona, or being sick to my stomach on the Traversa de Garcia in Barcelona, partly because in your orange shirt you look like a better, happier Saint Sebastian, partly because of my love for you, partly because of your love for yogurt, partly because of the fluorescent orange tulips around the birches, partly because of the secrecy our smiles take on before people and statuary. It is hard to believe when I'm with you that there can be anything as still, as solemn, as unpleasantly definitive as statuary, when right in front of it is the warm New York 4 o'clock light. We are drifting back and forth between each other like a tree breathing through its spectacles. And the portrait show seems to have no faces in it at all, just paint, you suddenly wonder why in the world anyone ever did them. I look at you, and I would rather look at you than all the portraits in the world, except possibly for the Polish rider occasionally, and anyway, it's in the Frick, which thank heavens you haven't gone to yet, so we can go together for the first time. And the fact that you move so beautifully more or less takes care of futurism, just as at home I never think of the new descending a staircase, or at a rehearsal a single drawing of Leonardo or Michelangelo that used to wow me. And what good does all the research of the Impressionists do them when they never got the right person to stare near the tree when the sun sank, or for that matter, Marino Marini, when he didn't pick the rider as carefully as the horse? It seems they were all cheated of some marvelous experience, which is not going to be wasted on me, which is why I'm telling you all about it. Ugh, that is like the most beautiful poem.
That always gives me chills. I love that poem.
Ugh. It's so good.
Thank you for bringing it to us, Joe.
Of course. Okay, next we're going to hear Evening Breeze.
From my favorite album in the whole world. So, favorite poem followed by, like, top songs ever. This is just, I like to say that, like, this song, or not this song, this album, I can listen to it when I'm overjoyed to, like, really flesh out those emotions, you know? You ever just, like, flesh out your own emotions?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or when I'm sad because it, like, it stabilizes me, you know?
Hmm.
It holds my heart up, all as right. I like to say.
Let's listen.
I don't like to say that, but I just said that, and I'm going to start liking to say it. Anyways, this is Evening Breeze from Ethiopiques by Emma Hoy Sege Miriam Gebru. One day I'm going to learn how to say her name and do her justice. Okay, let's hear. Thank you.
All right, we're going to try a new song here called Talking Johnny and June, parentheses, savor the taste, parentheses, your arms around me. You ready, Al?
I'm ready, Kev.
Here we go. Get your arms around me.
I need love like Johnny Walker, like Farmer Boy. It's a grand old
happy way. You put your arms around me. I don't want to hear about the world today. Something that is coming.
That was Talking Johnny and June by Field Medic. That was from the Songs with Word episode right after Christmas break, I want to say. Anyways, that song means a lot to me for a lot of different reasons, but we won't get into that. Just a lot. It's really important, guys, so, but I won't tell you why.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. Okay. Now we're going to hear A Love of Some Kind by Adrian Lanker. And at this point, in starting really with Field Medic, we now just need to play a song by our favorite, most reused artists on this show. And Adrian Lanker is kind of maybe like one of the top three.
I think
she is. Because she is just so amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Or twice before. Either way, I need you. Will you stay? Nothing much in our way. And the sky is always bending, and I hate pretending like I'm doing fine. Would you mind? I could use a love of some kind. I've read the books, I've tried it all. I've lived behind a curtain. And maybe life is protocol, but I still feel uncertain. Every day I get lost in the gray, but the light is ever vague, and it finds me trying to find my. Let go of my heart to fill. strange is better anyway, and I think that we can make it. I don't have much, but what I've got is something I can give. And I have found that on your own is no good way to live. So what you say? Nothing much, you know. I could use a heart, I could use a home, I could use a love of some kind.
Okay, we have a PSA. I hate doing PSA, so Veronica's gonna do it.
If you enjoy eating fresh food, there's nothing more local or fresher than a harvest from your own garden. Lettuce, kale, carrots, peas, squash, beans, beets, and many herbs are easy for beginners to grow from seed. But perhaps number one are radishes, because they grow very quickly and you can eat the whole plant, tops and bottoms, in as little as 20 to 30 days after seeding them. Ooh. And of course, you can buy tomatoes and other plants already potted in containers. Here's an optional part. Massachusetts law even allows adults to grow up to 6 marijuana plants per individual, or 12 plants per household. To learn more, just search the web for what you want to grow. Not only can you enjoy the freshest harvest possible, when you grow your own, you can also have complete confidence it's free of pesticides or other chemicals. Public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you, WMFO.
Thank you, WMFO. I love radishes. And so I want to, now I just want to grow my own radishes
because
I love them so much. Anyways, on the note of produce.
We have Little Green Apples by Roger Miller from an episode. When was this episode?
I don't know. It must have been after. A Love of Some Kind, I think, was from Valentine's Day.
Oh, yes. It was from Valentine's Day. So this is probably like a little later in February.
Yeah.
All right. Let's hear it.
Up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes, and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school goodbye. And she reaches out and takes my hand and squeezes it and says, how you feeling, hon? And I look across at smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss or Disneyland, and Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when myself is feeling low, I think about her face aglow and ease my mind. Sometimes I call her up at home, knowing she's busy, and ask her if she can get away and meet me, and maybe we can grab a bite to eat. And she drops what she's doing and she hurries down to meet me, and I'm always late. But she sits waiting patiently and smiles when she first sees me, 'cause she's made that way. And if that ain't loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make little green apples, and it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes. there's no such thing as make-believe, puppet dolls, autumn leaves, and BB guns. God didn't make leaves, green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis. When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in my arms again. June, she'll change her tune. In restless walk she'll prowl the night. July she will fly and give no warning to her flight. August, die she must. The autumn winds blow chilly and cold. September I'll remember. A love once new has now grown old.
Okay, we just heard April Come She Will by Simon and Garfunkel, another favorite artist of Songs with Words. I just love that song, and I have been reflecting about how special it was this year to actually like experience the seasons in the real way, and not just like, how cold is it in the morning, or how does the air smell, which is how I interpret the seasons at home. And I don't know, that's, I just used to have this obsession with like changing seasons, and Simon and Garfunkel was so evocative of like the fall and the springtime to me, and it was very different and special to actually like live it instead of having to create it for myself. And I was so glad to have done it with my good friend Josephine. And I have a poem, which is the poem that you read, which I wrote on the back of a piece of origami paper and folded into a sailboat, I think. And you said my handwriting was bad. So I'm going to read it nice and clearly because it's in Arial right now on my phone. This is you who never arrived. This is the title of the poem. That's not part of the poem, the title. I'm going to start over. You Who Never Arrived by Rainer Maria Rilke. You who never arrived in my arms, beloved, who are lost from the start. I don't even know what songs would please you. I've given up trying to recognize you in the surging wave of the next moment. All the immense images in me, the far-off, deeply felt landscape, cities, towers, and bridges, and unsuspected turns in the path, and those powerful lands that were once pulsing with the life of the gods, all rise within me to mean you, who forever elude me. You, beloved, who are all the gardens I have ever gazed at, longing, an open window in a country house, and you almost stepped out, pensive, to meet me. Streets that I chanced upon, you had just walked down them and vanished. And sometimes in a shop, the mirrors were still dizzy with your presence and, startled, gave back my too sudden image. Who knows, perhaps the same bird echoed through both of us yesterday, separate, in the evening.
That was beautiful. Thank you for rereading that. You know, when it's hard when you can't, when it, like, you can't, you have to, like, think about a word before you say it when you're reading a poem.
Yeah.
So I feel like that was so much more beautiful than when I read it.
Well, I will give you the fact that my handwriting was not very good.
That's okay.
I think I wrote it, like, really close to before I was supposed to leave.
Yeah.
So I was scrawling. Anyways, I think that poems, like, when you read them, they always just get better, like,
yeah,
because you learn how to read them. So, anyways.
Next is Springtime of the Year by Casey and Clayton. This and April Come She Will, which was right before this, is when me and Veronica were really enjoying spring, as she was just saying.
Yeah. It was magical.
Yeah, so let's hear it.
I that you are on my side, my dear. But it's best to finish as it started, with my face half gone, just staring at the ground for my echo. It's safer not to look around. I can't hide my feelings.
Okay, that was That There's Too Much Love by Belle and Sebastian. Another top... I think we've played our top three. I feel like Belle and Sebastian, Simon and Garfunkel, Adrian Lenker, those are our favorites. For good reason.
Yeah.
Anyways, I would just like to take this moment to say that there may be too much love to go around, but... there's just enough for us to tell you how much we are so grateful for all our loyal listeners. We know you're out there, and every single one of you, Kim and Eric, Maya and Talia, occasionally, Carmina, but in the future, Eli always, and honestly, I think you five are enough to fill our cups. So we love you, and the show is dedicated to you and your friendship and all the love that's going around. Anyways, I'm gonna stop rambling, and we're gonna play the Beatles.
Yes, we are.
This is Here, There, and Everywhere.
Care, but to love her is to need her. watching their eyes and hoping I'm always there. It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene. And you treated my woman to a flake of your life. When she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regards. And what can I tell you, my brother, my killer? What can I possibly say? I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, well, your enemy is sleeping and his woman is free. Yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. By with a lock of your hair. to her that night that you planned to go clear. Sincerely, L. Cohen.